Praise be Jesus and Mary. As the church continues to prepare itself for the coming of the Holy Spirit, it wants to continue in various ways to remind us of the Holy Spirit so that we might reflect on his gifts. Some of these are, in particular, the counsel, the gift of counsel, and the virtue of prudence. Understanding, I think, in part, actually I want to quote this little bit from St. Thomas. If I can find it real quick. St. Thomas teaches that every good piece of advice regarding men's salvation comes from the Holy Spirit. And you could actually put that in the reverse just as well, that every bad piece of advice regarding the men's perdition comes from the unholy spirit, or the evil spirits, and in particular the devil, those counsels that want to live it up and enjoy life. Sometimes, unfortunately, I'll put them in quotes, Catholics who want to say, well, they just want to have a day off, as it were, to go and sin. Well, this is not a day off. It's not the way you take a day off as a Catholic. It doesn't mean that you can't enjoy yourself, but you enjoy yourself with God, being aware of God's presence and not doing things that you know would displease him. And yet taking counsel is a good thing to do. In various ways, Scripture reminds us we need to take counsel to get light so we know what to do sometimes in difficult circumstances. And this is in part why we want to have, if possible, a regular confessor, especially a regular confessor is always a good idea in our spiritual life. Doesn't mean that you can't sometimes go to a different priest. You might, just by way of an analogy, you might say it's sort of like, especially in chronic things, if we know we're having a particular difficulty in the spiritual life, a sin that we're having trouble getting over, having a regular priest to go to can be quite helpful, because then he can see whether or not we're making any real progress or not. And it's sort of, you know, that's like a sickness of the soul. You know, can you imagine having a bodily sickness? Well, is it very prudent to go to this priest and or this doctor, that doctor, this doctor? You're never going to get well doing that. Not if you've got a chronic illness. Every doctor has to start over, has to figure out for himself where your health is. And it's true for a priest. You know, it's a one-off confession. You walk in the door and a priest hears your confession, doesn't know you. You know, he can only presume on that you have all the good necessary dispositions, but it doesn't really help you at all if you keep going to this priest and that priest and this priest and that priest, because nobody knows you. He can't say, well, you know, you're not making any effort in this. You're not trying to change at all. The same thing with, sometimes I'll tell people, it says, you know, aside from a regular confessor, it may even be something that you have to take to your spiritual director. Because then the spiritual director can actually monitor you. Say the confessor can't really do too much. If you don't bring it up in confession, well, he can't say, well, you're not improving. He can't ask and you come in. So how are you making out in this area where you have your weakness? You can't do that. Not unless you start by bringing it up. Then he can say, well, you know, you confessed this last time, the time after that, the time before that. And it's like, you're like a broken record. you gotta move on and get past this. Whereas a spiritual director can actually do that. You come in and you say, so how are we doing in this area? And then he lays out an attack plan. You know, you go over with your spiritual director prayer. It's like a broken record, but it's not spiritual direction, so you just keep it simple. But prayer, penance, almsgiving, you know, works of charity. Forming that as a part of my life so that I'm doing my duties, that I take time for family, recreation, sleeping, eating, the whole gamut. You can't have a prayer life unless you put it all together. And it has to allow for variations. You know, the family comes over. Well, you can't expect to or you go on a vacation, or it's a solemnity, or a feast day in the church, and you want to do something a little more special, both with regards maybe some extra prayer, but also maybe some little extra recreation. This is where a priest can be very helpful, so that we keep things on an even keel, balanced, that we're balanced in our spiritual life. It's no good if we have a spiritual life and everybody else's life has to rotate around ours because the penance being performed is for the family, not for yourself. We have to conform ourselves where God hasn't taken us out of the world. So we have to know how to work in the midst of the world without adopting its principles, taking on its excesses which separate us from God. And they're numerous, all the different ways that the world tempts us to want to, quote-unquote, enjoy ourselves. Eat, drink, and be merry. Because we don't believe in God, there is no God, we say, and so what difference does it make? But if we believe in God, it makes a difference. Because one day I have to render an account. Sometimes we're not doing quite as bad as we think. This is sometimes, even as priests, and you'll find this even in your, if you grow in your spiritual life, you'll find this happens, that, if you give counsel, trying to help someone through a difficult time, trying to help them to carry their cross, and encourage, sometimes just encouraging them, you're doing all right. Just, keep, sometimes that's all people, and you'll feel like a broken record. Well, be the broken record. That's a good kind of broken record. Keep up your courage. You're doing all right. The boat's not sinking. Our Lord's in the boat. I know it seems like he's asleep and doesn't know what's going on, but he's God. Even if he's sleeping, he knows what's going on. You don't have to worry about it. The boat's not going to sink as long as he's in your boat. And so we learn trust, but we do need this encouragement. Even the priest, I say it to you. I sometimes need to hear it myself. you hear it, you're on the other side of the, I'm not always on this, on the opposite side of the screen from you guys. Sometimes I'm on the same side as the screen, and it's another priest, and he's like reminded, saying the same thing that I say to you people. We all need to hear it. We all need to be reminded. I call it, as I was saying, I like to call it an attitude adjustment. I come in, and I've got all my different problems, and we lose that focus. We lose sight of our point of reference, which is we're doing it for the love of God. We're striving for heaven. And this helps to remind us of that purpose for which we set out. We must be mindful of these words of our Lord at the end of this gospel. In the world, you will have trouble. Expect that. Expect it. And don't be so surprised, and sometimes because of our surprise, we're ashamed. If we're expecting the difficulties, well, then hopefully a little bit be like water off a duck's back. But we'll receive it, not with contempt, but for the love of God, to witness to Christ. This is what we're called to do, to witness to Christ, not to be afraid to stand up and say, I'm sorry, but I don't, at least to say that, I don't agree with this. It's wrong. And you will sometimes be the only person and have the guts to stand up and say, as pleasantly as you can say it. Nobody likes to hear those words anyways, but you can say it as pleasantly as you can have to, as you can. So I'm sorry, but this is wrong. God would not be pleased with this. The beautiful words of St. Gemma Galgani, it's not Gemma Galgani, it's, I just lost her name. I had her name and I went to Gemma Galgani, so I won't get it off. But anyway, the girl who, the young man that wanted to violate her, and she said, no, it's a sin. And you all know who I'm talking about now because it's pretty famous. But at any rate, the names escape me. It's typical Father John Joseph. Remember the story, forget the names and the dates, at any rate. To not be afraid. No, it's a sin. And so we ask, this is one of the things we particularly want to ask from the Holy Spirit, is while we receive this counsel from the Lord, sometimes when we're perhaps weak or confused about what we do, we don't always have a ready answer. Sometimes we need to step back and ask somebody, well, what do I do in this situation? And then we ask the Holy Spirit, once we find out, for the fortitude not to be afraid to witness to the truth. With all kindness, with all charity, with all compassion and understanding, but the truth. And we turn especially in a particular way to Our Lady, spouse of the Holy Spirit during this time, asking her, she who received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who begot for us the Son of God in her womb, and gave him to us not only in this life, but also, if we cooperate with God's grace, in the next. And she even offered him as a sacrifice for our salvation, to teach us that sometimes doing God's will cost us in this life, but it brings us an everlasting reward, which we should never be ashamed of witnessing for and desiring in this life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.